From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's post-coup attempt purge continues with a ban on academics traveling abroad. Tuesday, thousands of state education employees were suspended. Thousands of others in the government have been detained or fired on suspicion of having links to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Ankara has accused the cleric, now in Pennsylvania, to have orchestrated last Friday's failed coup. Ibrahim Kalin, spokesman for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has blamed a small Gulen-allied faction in the army for Friday's coup effort.
Compared to the size of the Turkish military, it was a small group, but small but effective one. And apparently they had planned this coup to cause maximum damage, and their primary goal was to get the president. And if the coup had succeeded, the president would have been dead by now. And I think their whole calculation was that with Erdogan out of the picture, they will control the country.
He said a formal extradition request for Gulen has been filed. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said documents have been received and are being studied.
I don't think I can stress enough that this is not an overnight process. That's just not how these processes work. So this is going to take some time. Even though we have spoken a little bit about the fact that we had not received a formal extradition request yet from the Turkish government. So I don't want to attempt to characterize what these documents are until we've made a final evaluation that we believe they constitute a formal extradition request.
Gulen has denounced the coup attempt and insists he played no part in it. A rebel group is suspected of having killed at least seven people in the village of Kibirizi, north of Goma, in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The attack is believed to have been carried out by members of the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda after a Hutu member was killed Sunday by an ethnic Nanda militia group. This is VOA News. Meeting